We're going to shift now quickly and talk with Stephen Leeb, who's the author of The Oil Factor. He joins us for New York. You may not have noticed it yesterday, but the NYMEX, which is the place where oil is traded in New York, released some information which indicated that there are bets being placed on the price of oil reaching $300 a barrel by the end of the year. It's a complicated set of trades that are registered at the NYMEX. Stephen Leeb, there are people betting on $300 oil by the end of the year, and I should put that in context. A year ago, there were people betting on $150 a barrel oil right now, and those bets, delusional a year ago, seem pretty smart today. What's going on here?
Well, basically, it's economics 101. There's increasing demand for oil, though the United States and Europe and the developed world have actually been doing a fairly good job of conserving, reducing oil consumption. The developing world, which is about 5.7 billion strong and whose total economy probably exceeds that of the developed world, their needs for oil are growing and growing faster than we can conserve. At the same time, the world's ability to supply oil has been diminished. We really cannot keep up with increased demand.
Well, Stephen, I think that macro issue is pretty well understood. But to make a $300 bet, a 100% price jump between now and the end of the year, you have to be betting on some slightly short-term phenomena, like, for instance, instability in Nigeria, attacks against Iran. What do you think the bettors here on the New York Merck are looking at, short-term or long-term?
Well, I would guess that, no. If you're betting $300 for the end of the year, you're definitely betting on some sort of geopolitical event. But there was a time, 10, 15 years ago, where you could have had the worst sort of geopolitical event and you would not have gotten that kind of increase, which would be more than 100% in a 3 to 6 month period. But in today's world, any number of things could do it. An attack on Iran. I mean, that's been in the paper for the last couple of days. I mean, Israel had exercises earlier, I think a couple of weeks ago. Now they've denied that they plan to do anything, but the fact that they did those exercises a couple of days ago, a vice admiral said that we would do everything we could to keep the Straits of Hormuz open. Now, that's where 20% of the oil passes. Anything like that, any threat to shut the Straits of Hormuz could easily send oil to $300. I don't think it would stay there, incidentally. That would be a very, very bad bet, because at $300, the world would probably fall into a very, very severe recession, and that $300 oil would be short-circuited. It would probably come back down to $100 or even $80 or $90.
So just even reaching a $300 price would burst a lot of bubbles in the global economy. Stephen Leeb, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Leeb is the author of The Oil Factor. He joined us for New York to talk about bets being placed in the New York Merck that oil will reach $300 a barrel by the end of the year. What do you think the price of oil will reach by the end of the year? That and anything else we're talking about on the program, you can respond at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.